truly a loss, not only for ACES. This is a loss for the Aspen community, and this is a loss for the school districts from Aspen to Rifle, for Aspen School District, RE1 and RE2. This is horrible.
Have you been hearing from all the different community members who just feel like they lost a friend? Have you been hearing from them today?
Absolutely. The love has been pouring in, the care and concern. The school districts have contracted us, Aspen Skiing Company. All the partners have reached out and shown support. We feel very blessed. I hearken back to when I was hired at this job, when someone said, do you want to be a part of the ACES family? And when you speak about a business or a nonprofit as a family, that said a lot about who this organization is. And we truly are a family with everyone in this community. And when we lose someone like we did so tragically, the family sticks together. And it feels really good that we're sticking together.
You mentioned what a talent Aaron had as an educator. What was his style, and how would he bring in the kids and the adults that he worked with?
No one who ever was taught by Aaron ever forgot him, because he brought edutainment, as a word I'd never heard before. He, through storytelling and use of a guitar and use of drama and his personality that is ebullient and just overflowing, he would teach environmental science, outdoor education, social justice, environmental justice. He brought these concepts to the Valley and to ACES, the social and environmental justice, and he would always leave a mark on everyone that he taught. And he taught kindergartners, and he taught adults. And everyone was always enamored, and you never didn't pay attention, because he had you from the moment he started teaching to the moment he stopped. That is hard to find, and that is truly unique. There aren't very many Aaron Trooks in this world.
Do you think his own passion for the outdoors and nature fed into that?
Oh, he's one of the most avid outdoorsmen you'd ever meet. He comes from Yosemite world. He was at Nature Bridge in Yosemite, so he's a top-notch climber, world-class in his younger days. He's a ski mountaineer with me as well. He's one of my ski partners, so he's a top-notch ski mountaineer. He's a yoga instructor. So he had the whole package. I mean, you got a guy that was Stanford and Berkeley educated, who had the world-class outdoor resume, and then still had yoga and music and plays guitar. He truly was unparalleled. This is a void. It's going to be hard to fill in this valley.
Chris, you spoke about the ACES family and our larger community family of education, and how much Aaron impacted that. Of course, he also had a family, and I know that they're on a lot of our listeners' minds. What are some ways that people can help, and what do you know about how the family's doing?
Well, the family, as you can imagine, is devastated. He has a wife and two children, and certainly they're being taken care of as far as emotional support right now. We're all rallying around the family. But we'll have a GoFundMe site, and I know a local bank is setting up a site as well. So that's to come. We just haven't gotten it all ironed out yet.
Chris, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I hope that everyone at ACES is taking care of each other today and being taken care of.
Thank you very much. And they don't make them better than Aaron. I really mean that.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm so sorry.
Thanks.